Good afternoon, Madam Chair, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, Madam Chair, for the opportunities given to me at this special meeting. As we all know, UNCTAD facilitated and conducted a voluntary review, PE review of consumer law and policy of 6 countries, including Indonesia. Indonesia is delighted to be a part of this peer review. The specific benefit that Indonesia experienced when engaging in involuntary peer review can be say, first, it gave us a better understanding on our national law and its implementation from international points of view. Second, the peer review had been instrumental in enhancing the national consumer protection framework by facilitating knowledge sharing, collaboration, and policy reform through innovative approaches and strategies in this area. The review increased collaboration with local government and identified areas for improvement in training and education to enhance their professionalism in resolving disputes. Intensifying efforts with business associations to encourage more responsible practices, advocating for consumer protection lectures in school and universities. For this review, we may report that related institutions in Indonesia, in this case is the Ministry of Trade and the independent body of National Consumer Protection Agency, which is called BPKN, are working closely. Ministry of Trade regularly conducts vocation for consumers and businesses through various activities, such as training for business, for business association to promote better business practices, socialization about consumer rights in various areas. Ministry of Trade and BPKN have also extended the socialization to schools and universities. The coordination also involves other related stakeholders to enhance human resource capabilities of consumer protection agencies, such as Consumer Dispute Settlement Body, we call it BPSK, and non-government organization on consumer protection, which is called LPKSM, the Ministry of Trade working together with the local government. Since 2019, this collaboration has been providing technical training to 567 members of Consumer Dispute Settlement Body from all over Indonesia, and 306 staff and members from 136 non-governmental organizations on consumer protection in many provinces in Indonesia. I think that's all for the first question.